In another blow to South Australia's job market, the miner BHP Billiton has announced it's cutting 140 jobs in the state. The state opposition says the local mining sector's lost 5,000 jobs in the last 6 months. Today's cuts were expected as BHP Billiton reviews its operations and moves away from plans to expand the Olympic Dam mine amid low commodity prices. In Adelaide, Natalie Whiting.
Mining companies across Australia are tightening their belts amid a slump in commodity prices. In February, BHP Billiton announced 90 job cuts in South Australia and warned more would come. Today, they did. The miner has announced 140 jobs will be cut, mostly support positions based in Adelaide. The state's treasurer, Tom Koutsantonis, says he's expecting more job losses in the industry in coming months and years.
Let's be clear about this. This will get worse before it gets better in the resources sector. A lot of resources companies nationally and internationally are doing it very, very hard. And, of course, South Australia is not immune to that. We're not immune to global headwinds. We're not immune to challenges being faced by international companies like BHP. But we're doing all we can to try and give BHP every advantage to succeed.
In a statement, the company says it's continuing to simplify operations at its Olympic Dam mine in the state. It says some staff may be redeployed, but others will be offered redundancies. The leader of the state opposition, Stephen Marshall, says it couldn't come at a worse time given South Australia's 14-year high unemployment rate.
Obviously a very difficult time for the company and in particular for the employees who won't be employed. It comes at the worst possible time. Of course, 8,700 full-time jobs lost in South Australia last month. It's in a difficult sector. We know that we've lost almost 5,000 mining jobs in this state in the past 6 months.
When BHP took over the Olympic Dam site in 2005, it had big plans for an expansion. But faced with falling commodity prices, it shelved the expansion plan in 2012. Both state and federal politicians are hoping the Olympic Dam expansion will still happen. But independent analyst Peter Strachan says they could be waiting a while.
They decided sensibly not to go ahead with that, and they will be looking to optimise that project with the assets that they have. There's capital to be spent on the copper smelter. There's probably other capital projects. The mine is getting a bit long in the tooth. There will be things that need to be repaired and replaced, and they'll be focusing on getting that operation running and humming as smoothly as possible. But what they won't be wanting is project engineers looking at new and expansion opportunities, and perhaps some of their geological department might be surplus to requirements and be redeployed into other areas. So it's a change of mindset at Olympic Dam from making this mega mine. I mean, it is a huge ore body, and they'll be mining there 60, 80 years from today at the current rates of production.
Can you foresee a time in the future when it would be viable to look at those expansion options again, or is that quite a while off?
I think it's a while off, and I think that the shareholders of BHP have said to the company that they would rather see dividends and share buybacks than grandiose plans.
So we'd be looking at several years before we sort of see the expansion talk happen again?
I think so. I mean, the copper price would have to look sustainably above sort of $3.30 a pound. So, about another 70, 80 cents a pound higher than where we are at the moment.
The majority of profit from the giant deposit comes from copper, but it also produces uranium, gold and silver. Both copper and uranium prices are low at the moment. Mr. Strachan says prices could fall further in the next 6 months.
Copper price could fall on a bad day back to $2.20. The trend is down, and until we start to see an improvement in industrial production globally, we get over the economic issues that we're seeing in Europe, and of course the downward pressure comes from a weakening or slowdown, at least in the growth of the Chinese economy. So they're using less and less.
He thinks the prices will start to claw back in 12 to 18 months and says Olympic Dam is still profitable at current prices. Today's job cuts came from a review of the support functions of the business. While BHP says that review has now been completed, a review into the operational side of the business is continuing.
Natalie Whiting.